Right, it's just coming up to 11:33. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, joining me in the studio, don't film, get away from me with that camera. Joining me in the studio, singer-songwriter Paolo Moreno. Paolo's had an incredible 2016. He's got his publishing deal, he's had his album, The Mighty Small, along with numerous radio station interviews, live sets and gigs across London. He's been all over the UK and Europe as well.
I was about to say, what have we done all year? But you've just listed what I've been up to. I'm up early. This is early.
I know. Martin, your manager's already told me not to look at you in the eyes. I have to sort of avert myself.
I'm not much of a morning person. I'm a night owl, you know. Catch me around about 11 o'clock at night and yeah, let's party. But 11 in the morning and I'm like...
So you are getting a fantastic reputation all over Essex, all over the UK and in Europe. You do something which is called looping. If when they go to see you live, it isn't like just going to see somebody with a guitar who stands there singing, because it's much more than that.
Yeah, well, I've been in bands for years and years and years. I've always had a band, I should say, for years and years and years. I think of myself a bit, it's a bit like Trigger's broom. Broom handle's changed, broom head's changed, but I'm the pin and I've been there from the beginning. And as time's gone on, I've just enjoyed partaking in lots of different kinds of art, as it were. You know, I studied theatre when I was at college, and drawing, sketching, painting, sculpting, that kind of stuff. Naturally, the idea of progressing from a band into like a live performance was really important, trying to make more of a live performance. And then, as it happens, I couldn't get a band together. When you have kids and all that kind of stuff, it just makes it a lot harder to work on these sort of things. And a friend of mine gave me one of these loop pedals. Now, what the loop pedal allows me to do is to plug lots of instruments into it, and I can pick up any instrument I want, and using my feet to stop, start, record, I can record the instruments as I perform a song. So it's kind of like, and that's what looping is. You record a part of the song, say, on acoustic guitar, press play, and then that will record that bit back, and then I can layer over the top of that a bass guitar, some drums. And I do all of this while I perform the song, the vocals to the song and the lyrics and everything. And I have another pedal separate to that one that I can record all the vocals on. And it's kind of like a tap dance. And the show's just been growing from that idea into more. So it's gone from like just performing the songs on acoustic to performing the songs full big band or dancey style or whatever kind of the production of the song requires. And then we've kind of gone on to adding more visual effects to that. So this year, over going into the new year and coming up to the new year, we're going to be adding loads more video, going to be adding loads more visual stuff going on, where I can create visual scopes, visual images, as it were, like we're producing live art on stage while we're actually performing the songs and producing that live music on stage. So yeah. I'm looking forward to bringing the two together. So to bring it all together so it makes sense, yeah, basically live looping is the process of one man playing all these instruments and building up a sound that's bigger than the sum of their parts. So it looks like I'm playing with a band of me. That's kind of the concept that I want to get to next, and then tie that in with imagery that backs up what the songs are about as well. So making it into more of an artistic piece, like a performance art, almost contemporary art, artistic piece with music, like a poet with a soundtrack.
Don't look at me. What are you looking at me like that for? People don't know. Your manager, Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
He is your... Now, Martin, we have to say, if anybody
Jeff.
Would like a... You know why? Because his name's Martin Jeffries, and I always used to call you Jeff because I couldn't work out your name.
Jeff Vader.
Jeff Vader. You have in Martin, which most artists would be just be over the moon. He is your number one fan, your dedicated boy who looks after you, all your gigs, all of your management. He does everything, and he really is, because it's very difficult to get in this day and age when you're a musician management that actually believe. Now Martin is just phenomenal. He's at every gig, he's always at the front, and he's 6'4", so you can't normally see it.
We've had to work dancing on that one,
but he loves Stick everything, you know. He is, it must be a joy to have somebody who's so dedicated.
You know, after being on the solo artist for a long time, having someone to bounce ideas off of is very important. We have a production company that we work all our ideas and everything through, so there's a small team of us who get together, and we have to have a CEO of that company to run it all and keep it all moving forward, so that I can relax and concentrate on the creation of the art, and that's everything from the design, video, music, stage show, stage lighting, and then to be able to turn that over into a system to Martin, who then manages all of that, it makes it so much easier. It makes it possible. That's how we're able to do so much, is we're both working on the same project and moving that forward. We're a small company, so we have to manage it, how much we actually take on, but what we do take on, we work on intensely. And like you say, to have someone who is as into the management side of the music industry as I am the creative artistic side, is a really good balance. And it's very hard to find that things. And Mark's come from the record industry, managing the finances, which is the hardest part anyway. So Yes, it's a good thing to have.
He's not even smiling. You're saying like, are you smiling?
No,
about
he's
that?
Doing the wrap it up, Paolo thing, and move on to the next thing. He's filming.
Yeah, I think he is. He's filming himself. He's just reading the news off his phone. Rude.
He's playing Tetris.
He's just giving you some lovely compliments. You're like,
playing
Tetris. Whatever.
He's like, hurry up! He's giving him all those compliments, and he's doing the speed up onto the next bit.
move.
The fingers going around like this. No one. Fair point. That, you see, we do this at Christmas so that we get Martin to mention once a year, don't we?
Yes,
and then we just ignore him for the rest of the year. So that's it. But now he's like, you know what? Get on. Latest single off the forthcoming Morrissey and Marshall album, Love and Be Loved. And these guys are, like I say, the harmonies, the vocals, everything about watching these guys live is a real treat. And they have that kind of wonderful chemistry between the two of them, vocally as well as the way they chat and do stuff. And so here's Morrissey and Marshall. Check it out.
We're just talking about red rugs. You know what it's like when you go around somebody's house? And we're talking about Steve's house from Blackchapel. And I went around there and they've got this lovely red rug. And you know sometimes you go around, it's a little bit impolite, you want to take your shoes off and just put your bare feet on somebody else's rug. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, it's nice to put your feet on a rug.
Yeah, Martin
I'm not quite sure where this conversation is going, to be honest.
Sorry. Moving swiftly on.
Yes, often I like to put my feet on other people's rugs. It's one of those things I think of when I walk into a place. In fact, oh, it's a nice rug. Hello. I do that in rug shops as well. It's sofa shops too. Often I go to bath shops and kitchen appliance shops and go, well, just with like a pat load of fruit. And I'll go into a blender and go, just try it out. And some of the shop assistant will come up to me and go, what are you doing? I'm going, well, I'm trying out the blender. I'm going to have a go at the bath in a minute.
Try before you buy.
Yeah, exactly. So if you see me in debt, if there's a butt naked man in Debenham sitting in a bathtub, it might be me.
Thank you very much. There would be no room if I got in the bath. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Talking about the Mighty Small, tell us about the album.
Basically, the Mighty Small album was a catch-up for me of loads of tracks that brought me from... about 15 years ago, right up to 2015 kind of thing, beginning of 2015. So there are lots of songs that I'd written that hadn't appeared on other tracks or releases that I wanted to put together. And when I put them together, they kind of created this sort of biography, as it were, of where my music had gone and where my tastes had gone. And that became the Mighty Small. And the Mighty Small concept is kind of like backs up the one-man band thing, one person creating something that's bigger than the sum of their parts. And you can grab a copy of that on my website, and that's, the tagline's kind of stuck now, so which is good. You know, I don't mind being called the Mighty Small. Yeah, so the album is, like I say, a collection of those kind of tracks. It's a very eclectic album as well. There's lots of different styles and genres on there, linked together by the voice and the way I produce the tracks. But still, it's a very strange album in that respect. But I feel like that's kind of brought me up to date. So the next album that I'm working on, which is called The 38, and features this new track I'm going to play you. Is kind of more of a concise collection of songs.
Tell me, what is the lyric that you've written that you just went, oh my word, that's the best lyric? What song is it from, and what lyric is it?
God, I don't know. You know when you write something and when you first write it, you read back over everything, you're like, oh, you know, hopefully you go, oh, I like that. And the lyric is more relevant to the time. One of my favourite lyrics from the song I'm going to play is... that's where my memory... right now, they're my favourite lyrics, the most recent ones. Is there are saints on the social and heroes in need were two lines that I really liked when I wrote that. Saints on the social, yeah, I like that. The whole sort of feel of this song, the lyrics in this song, there are stars in the gutter, hopes down the drain as a pessimist's whisper about the coming of days. It's sort of a biblical side to to these tunes. And that that's where my head's kind of at the moment. It's a very political tune as well. Apart from that, other songs that have struck a chord, as it were, lyrically, if you can say it like that. I don't know. I can't think of them now because I'm that. Why? Yeah, All the Wires Lead to Flesh. Yeah, that's a term I've bounded about for a little while. The Bowie one, you know, right? That was a nice experience writing a song that was originally a homage for David Bowie and using bits of Bowie song titles to create a story or to tell the story that I wanted to tell in there. Was really good fun, and I liked that. It was just having something different, another angle on writing lyrics rather than just trying to pick a theme or something. But yeah, that's so my mind's quite current at the moment. So yeah, that would be one of my favourite lyrics is Saints on the Social and Heroes in Need.
So this is Paolo Moreno.
Moreno. Always do this.
I can't,
Paolo
Moreno. I've known you for years now, and you can't get it right.
That's okay. Michelle Bal.
Bowles?
I called you Ward one time. Do you remember that?
People do call me worse, I tell you. No, I quite like Ward. That's quite nice. You're right there, Martin.
You're right, Wardy.
Yeah, you're right. Martin's going to put you on live now, aren't you?
Have you got me there, Michelle? Right. How's that sounding? Excellent. Okay, so... without further ado, this is Treasure in the Trash. There are stars in the gutter and hopes down the drain. As the pessimists whisper about the coming of days, tears on the faces, wounded by pride, a mixture of races with no place to hide. Of cats, this hate in the holy, the deadliest sins, passed out like candy as the masses pour.
Treasure in the trash, in the
Hey, thank you so much.
Wow, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. Oh, I'll tell you what I've done. Look what I've done. Do you know what ended really quick? Do you know, I can't hear myself. I thought I'd broken something, but I've actually...
She's unplugged.
There we go. Do you know what happened a little while ago? And I was
Michelle
like,
just got up and dragged half the music, the desk console across the room with her.